Good afternoon. I thought it was a good team win last night. Our guys fought. A lot of guys sucked it up. We had some guys hurt at the end. We were gassed. We had a couple guys throw up on the sideline. They were so out of juice, and so. But we played with a lot of fortitude, toughness. Made enough plays to win the football game. I'm proud of the football team. Players win games, coaches don't win games. And these guys played, and they've played good all year long. So that's why we've got 11 wins, because these guys go out and they make plays. Questions?
On that final Hail Mary play, if you want to call it that, is that something you work on with your players, knowing if they're running up to the line in a situation like that to be prepared for it, or do those guys just know that, like Anthony Barr wound up in the end zone where he needed to be? Is that just something guys knew?
That was one of the most impressive things to me of the night, was when as soon as the play before was over and there was going 8-5, 6-5, whatever it was, they took off and went back to the end zone. They knew it was the last play. I was going to call timeout if the clock wasn't going to run out. I thought the clock ran out, so I didn't get it called, but I was going to call timeout to make sure we got set up the right way. But, yes, we work on that.
Did it look to you like it hit zero before they snapped the ball on that?
I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the quarterback. It was hard for me to tell.
You got a lot of work to do, obviously, in a short turnaround, but did you allow yourself any sort of moments to savor the win last night?
Man, there was a few hugs in the locker room. That's about it. Came back and went to work just like a normal week.
Mike, as they're starting to make some of those charges late in the fourth quarter offensively, what goes through your mind as a defensive play caller? Do you try to stay aggressive, or how do you try to hold that up?
That's a good question. I think every situation is different. The guys you're playing against, the quarterback, obviously, but we tried to stay aggressive, but I think we did a good job of when it got down in there, we played a little bit more coverage, which took away some of their throws they were trying to make. And then, Everson made an unbelievable sack on that one great effort play. And there was a lot of that going on. There was a lot of great effort things last night.
Mike, you talked about the team deserving to be there. When you talked to them Saturday night, that they deserve this opportunity. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, they've done everything I've asked them to do all year, and we've won games. We were 10-5 going in the ball game, regardless of, people say who we beat or didn't beat or how we did this or how we did that. We deserve to be in that position. We earned the right to play for the division. Title. So to me, that's and it wasn't the way we've played this year. It's not surprising to me. We've played good all year long.
I feel like some of the older guys, B-Rob, Greenway, Peterson, like they savored it a little bit more, just given all the ups and downs of their career so far.
I believe they were excited that we won last night. You never know how many opportunities you get to get into the playoffs. You never know how many opportunities you're going to get. I've been in the NFL 22 years and won the Super Bowl my second year and haven't been back. I mean, it's awful. It's awful hard. And when you get these opportunities, you have to try to take advantage of them. And I think a lot of our older guys, as you said, understand that. It doesn't come every day. It's not, and hopefully our young players, when we continue on in the future, they don't take this for granted. It's, just because they went 11-5 their rookie year doesn't mean, they're entitled to do that. We got to get back to work every time.
Given how long it took you to get into the position you're in, where you've got the reins of the team, how much personal satisfaction was there for you last night in getting a division title in your second season?
Well, I hope this is just a step. Honestly, I don't want this to be the the defining moment of my career, for sure. I hope that there's a lot more on the horizon. I hope that there's a lot more things to accomplish. And I've been blessed with a lot of good coaches, been with a lot of good coaches, got a lot of good coaches here. And as I said before, players win games.
Mike, can you take us through your thought process there at the end of the first half? You guys had, you went for the fake punt earlier and you gambled on fourth down. That situation, you decided to try to draw them offside and then ended up punting.
Yeah, I screwed it up, to be honest with you. It was fourth down and I knew we couldn't clock the ball. And I wanted to see where it was. I should just let the clock run out.
Would you have attempted a field goal at that point or just?
It was too far.
Okay.
Yeah, I screwed it up. So then we had, then I said, well, let's try and draw them off sides, and if we can't get them off sides, then we have to punt. So it was just, I jumped the gun on the timeout.
You have to handle your quarterback differently when he makes a bad decision than other players. I mean, is there a different psychology you have to use with him?
I don't think so with Teddy, no. You can be pretty direct with him. Yeah. He understands when he screws up too, so I'm pretty equal opportunity.
Is there something Teddy has to do differently? I mean, he had been on a roll the past couple of weeks, and then yesterday, not his best game.
Yeah, he just wasn't as sharp last night as he has been these last 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it is. You know, I thought he moved in the pocket too much. He didn't take some of the easy throws he had. He was maybe trying to do a little too much. I don't know. I haven't really talked to him yet. I'll talk to him more this week. But he needs to play better.
You feel like early in the game he was maybe too careful, like overthrowing guys, making sure the defense couldn't get near him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. When we've practiced that to Jarek, he's hit him every time. He throws it perfectly to him. So, I don't know.
Speaking of Jarek, how much does, you know, the versatility that he had in college play into how you guys are now sort of developing his role offensively?
I think a lot. He's a really good athlete, good quickness, acceleration, catches the ball well. He's another matchup situation for us, and he can run the ball good too. So you know he has good vision, acceleration. He's patient. He does a lot of good things. I really like, and he's a great kid. I mean, the guy is like, you know, always smiling and happy, and even makes me smile once in a while.
You said. Look at the Seattle game from a few weeks ago, going into
this
the second time.
A lot. You know, even when you're playing a division opponent, you go back, whether you win or lose, you go back and evaluate that game along with all the other games, really. And, you know, you try to figure out how they're trying to attack you or what you could have done better, mistakes that you made in the ball game that you need to correct, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing as well. Probably not as much, but they're pounding us like they did.
You don't believe in throwing out sometimes coaches that are such a rival?
Well, I might throw it out after the game and move on to something else, but when we're getting ready to play them again, they got to watch it.
Did they even watch that one that much the first time? Because that was that short week that you guys were getting ready for Arizona.
Yeah, I don't think they watched it very much because that was a Thursday game, right? Yeah. And we always watch portions of what they'll do is they'll take and they'll divide up a certain amount of plays that we need to get corrected. And so they may not watch the entirety of the whole game, but they'll watch, you know, a third of it or something like that.
What kinds of things can Rhett Ellison do for you, and how much do you miss a guy like that?
Well, Rhett's really a guy that does an awful lot of things. He helps in protection. He helps blocking in the running game. You know, he's done a good job really with everything. He's a smart guy, and we're going to miss him. Rhett's a good football player, he's a good football player, but he's probably a better person.
Does he need surgery?
Yes.
timetable for recovery on that? I mean,
6 months.
How do you feel Xavier did in that five point?
I thought he did well. I thought probably played one of his better games. I thought we covered all the receivers well. We didn't give him a lot of room to create separation. I thought we pressed him good. But I thought Xavier played well.
Early on in the season, he had all the defensive holding penalties, but it's been a lot better recently. What kind of things did he change in the game?
Really technique, just doing things the right way. He's not grabbing, you know, he uses an open hand now as opposed to grabbing jersey. Doesn't get his other hand involved as much when guys make cuts opposite of his body position. A lot of things like that.
Mike, looking back at the regular season, what are your thoughts on the offensive line? I mean, I know it hasn't been perfect, but you know, you win the rushing title, you win the division. I mean, something had to go right.
Yeah, we can continue to do better. And it's not just the offensive line, but we can do a lot better. I think they've improved. They still got a lot of work to do. We're not where I would like to be. But one thing that they've done, I think, really well is they've battled. You know, they've battled, they've fought, competed. But we can do a lot better.
How much does Michael Pruitt how much is he able to slide in some of the things that Rhett is doing, and how much do you kind of have to alter things based on Rhett being out?
Michael can do quite a bit that Rhett does. And there's some things that Rhett obviously is better than Michael, but there's some things that Michael is better as well. So we'll just have to look at that mix and see how we can, kind of adapt.
You said last week that the mentality of this team has been different since the Seattle game, but didn't really want to be specific. I'm curious if you'd be willing to divulge at this point.
No, I think you can just tell how we're playing. I think if you watch us play, without getting too specific, but if you went back and watched the Arizona and Chicago Giants and last night, I think it just looks different to me.
What do you think caused that?
I think they figured out how they have to play. We have to be a team that plays like that. We can't. We haven't earned anything, really. We have to go out and take it.
Talk about all the energy that was expended, especially in that second half of the defense. How do you think they can recapture that in a few more days?
It's playoffs. It's time.
Like, one of our photographers snapped a photo of you on the team bus with your feet up as you guys were getting ready to leave the stadium yesterday, I guess.
I think my daughter sent it to me.
Really? What were you thinking in that moment? I mean, you had a pretty big grin on your face.
I was probably reading the 60-some texts I had, and I was just laughing at them. It wasn't anything. I didn't know anybody was taking my picture, to be honest with you.
We're always watching.
I'm sure you are. I was probably laughing at some of the things people texted me. I had tons and tons of texts.
Does any one stand out to you? I mean, I'm sure they all probably mean something, but
it was from a lot of people that I don't hear from very often as well. And I mean, it was just nice to, because most of them watch the game, obviously, and I think they just liked how we played.
Do you feel like you get a pretty good sense of the appreciation fans have for you for taking this team somewhere it hasn't been in a while?
I don't really pay that much attention to it, to be honest with you. I mean, everybody's really nice to me. They're, when I go out and, hey, coach, and, people say nice things to me, but if we lose to Seattle, we might change.
Time for two more.
We did a much better job in the running game, yes. I thought we were physical up front defensively. I thought the defensive line played well. Everybody played pretty good defensively, but we were much more physical. We got off of blocks better. We and that was a big key to it. We had to play the run game. I know I saw somebody said we had to play the run good in order to win, and they were right.
Last one.
Eric Kendrick seemed like he had one of his better nights, just, you know, making plays all over the field. How did he look to you last night?
He did good. He started out a little bit, getting out of position a couple times, but he made some really, really good plays at the end in some of the passing situations. He did a really nice, because they were running a couple tough combination route plays that he did a really, really good job. So he did good. Barr played good. Having Barr out there is huge because he's a heck of a football player. Good kid. You know, he came up to me one time during game, says, "Hey, keep calling this." And I said, "Okay, let it go." And then, Harrison Smith, it was nice having him out there. And just, they're good players, good kids. Good. All right. Thank you.